This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Not too long ago, I was invited by an organization to take part in a dinner event that they were organizing. I asked them, what is the title of the talk that you want me to address? And they said charity, sadaqah. And you are my brothers, you are my sisters, I will not lie to you. The very first thought that came into my mind was sadaqah. Again, especially in the month of Ramadan, this topic is addressed so much. Again, there was a huge part of me that wished that a different topic was assigned to myself. Anyhow, I sat down and I began to prepare the headings, looking into what I want to say, rearranging my thoughts, structuring my ideas, and then I realized that I had been attacked viciously by Shaitan when he managed to convince me that there could be a topic more important than sadaqah. I came across the ayah where Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. Allah said, there's no good in much of their secret conversations with the exception to a person who commands people to give in sadaqah, or a person who commands goodness, or a person who commands reconciliation between people. Allah said, and whoever does these things, we shall give him a mighty reward. In front of me, therefore, was a topic which, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the most important topics that any human being could ever tackle. Al-amru bis-sadaqah, to instruct one another to give sadaqah. In front of me was a topic, dear brother, dear sister, that affects every one of the circumstances of your life and your afterlife as well. I found that it affects, count with me these six things. It directly affects your finance. It directly affects your physical health. It directly affects our sins. It directly affects our iman. It directly affects our life underground. And it shall directly affect our circumstance on that long day of reckoning. I began to expand upon these headings to see the gems that were hiding inside. Allow me to share with you some of what I found. We said that sadaqah is something that directly affects your money, your finances, positively. Imam Muslim narrates on the authority of Abi Huraira that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي بِفَلَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ سَمِعَ صَوْتًا مِنْ سَحَابَةٍ تَقُولُ إِسْقِ حَدِيقَةَ فُلَانٍ. There was a man, he said, in the past, who was walking in the wilderness all by himself. Then he heard a sound coming from above him. He looked into the heavens. He saw a cloud. The sound was coming from the cloud saying, go and irrigate the garden of such and such person. Go and take water to such and such person's garden. So he said the cloud began to move to one side, and then it released its water on a particular stony ground, and then part of the ground managed to gather the water, and then the water began to pass through one of the channels. I followed the water, he said, till that water reached a garden. And there was a man standing inside who was changing the course of the water using his hatchet. I said to him, Abdullah, masmuk, my brother, what's your name? He said, my name is such and such, Fulan, such and such. The man said it was the same name I heard in the cloud saying, give that man water in his garden. I said to him, my brother, that is the same name I just heard being called out in the cloud to bring you rain. So tell me, what is it that you do in order to deserve this favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The man said, أَمَا إِذْ قُلْتَ ذَلِكَ, since you have said this, since you are pressurizing me to give you the information, I will tell you what I do. إني أنظر إلى ما يخرج منها. I look at what my garden produces. فأتصدق بثلثه. And I give one third of it as charity. وآكل أنا وعيالي بثلثه. And me and my family, we eat another third. And as for the remaining third, أرده فيها. I return it back and I reinvest it in the garden. A third of his money was placed in sadaqah, therefore the angels were working to increase his finances. ثلاثة أقسم عليهن, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأحدثكم حديثا فاحفظوه, ما نقصت صدقة من مال. He said, I'm going to tell you of three things, memorize it, and I will take an oath by these things, he said. The first of the three, money that is spent for the sake of Allah does not decrease. Sadaqah, number one, directly affects our finances to the positive. Number two, we said that sadaqah also affects our health, our physical health, that is, in the life of this world, that is. I will never forget the story of Abu Abdullah Al-Hakim Al-Naysapuri, the famous scholar of hadith who died year 405 after the Hijrah. The story was documented by Al-Bayhaqi in his book Shu'ab al-Iman. He said that Al-Hakim had an illness that he was struggling with for so many years. He had quruhat, blisters, coming out of his face. It affected his appearance. He was unable to see people. And he tried to deal with these blisters for months on end. It was about a year. Nothing was working. He sent a letter to his teacher, Abu Uthman al-Naysapuri. He said to him, when you come and you deliver the sermon on the Friday, can you make a dua for me? Make dua, mention me by name, perhaps the dua of one of the brothers or sisters who are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer it for my help. So when the Friday came, Abu Uthman made a dua. Oh Allah, give shifa, cure to Abu Abdullah Al-Hakim. Oh Allah, cure his face. Ya Rabbi, help him. The week after that, a letter was delivered to the mosque, written by a woman who said, I was there in the masjid when we were making dua for Al-Hakim. I went home that evening, the letter said, and I called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passionately that Allah helps him. And then I saw a dream that evening. It was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said to me, قُولُوا لِأَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يُوَسِّعُ الْمَاءَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Tell Al-Hakim to provide water for the Muslims. So they got the letter and they gave it to Al-Hakim. He read the letter. He didn't waste any time. He went to his front garden. He dug a pool, filled it with water, added ice to it, and he dedicated it for the free usage of the Muslims. The narration says the following words. فَمَا مَرَّتْ عَلَيْهِ أُسْبُعٌ حَتَّى ظَهَرَ الشِّفَاءُ. Only 1 week passed after this incident and they began to see the signs of relief on his face. وَزَالَتْ تِلْكَ الْقُرُوحِ, and all of the blisterings disappeared. وَرَجَعَ وَجْهُهُ إِلَى مَا كَانَ, and his face was restored fully to how it was before. وَعَاشَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ سِنِينَ, and he lived many years after this as well. Allahu Akbar. This is a medicine that most medics will not prescribe. It's not on the NHS. To deal with a physical problem you have using sadaqah, it is a miracle. And I also never forget the story mentioned by our contemporary Sheikh Ali Al-Fayfi in his book لِأَنَّكَ اللَّهِ. I recommend every Arabic speaker to get his hand on this book and read it, because you are Allah. He mentions in that book, he said, I know a friend of mine who was making his way to the masjid. He got into his car and he reversed it. And then the most horrific thing happened. He realized that he had just reversed his car into his 2-year-old niece. She was now beneath the tire, breathing her last. He rushed out of the car after pulling the handbrake, pulled out his child, the niece, from beneath the tire. He looked at her. She was dipping in and out of life. He raced to the hospital. They assessed her. They said to him, 80% chance she will die. She's crushed. The family was so distressed. All of this was happening in the night. He said, a relative of ours called one of the local students of knowledge, asking him for some advice, some comfort, comforting words. What do we do? He said, my brother, quickly go and sacrifice an animal and distribute its meat between the needy with the intention that Allah cures her. He said, we did that. And he said, wallahi, by Allah, by the time Fajr came, the time of dawn, she was discharged from the hospital, healthy, fit, and well. Is there a particular health disorder that you are challenged with, dear brother, dear sister? Deal with it in this way. Dedicate a sum of money, a small amount even, towards a project of khair, a charitable project, with the intention that Allah relieves you from the pain that you are experiencing. Thus Imam Ibn Qayyim, he said, فَإِنَّ لِصَدَقَةِ تَأْثِيرًا عَجِيبًا فِي دَفْعِ أَنْوَاعِ الْبَلَايَا وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِنْ ظَالِمٍ أَوْ مِنْ عَاصٍ أَوْ مِنْ كَافِرٍ. He said, sadaqah has miraculous properties in removing illnesses and problems and pains, even if that charity is given by a sinner or an oppressor or even a person who has no faith. Imam al-Munawi, he comments on this and he says, وَلَا يُنْكِرُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ كُثِّفَ حِجَابُهُ. Nobody denies this. Nobody can deny this except a person who has been blocked heavily from understanding. Sadaqah has an effect on your finances, it has an effect on our health, it has an effect, number three, on our sins. Who here, brothers and sisters, including the man speaking to you, who here doesn't have certain sins of the past that we wish we didn't do? Certain behavior, when you think about it, you say, Ya Allah, where was my mind? Where was my rationale? As I was eating from the food of Allah, drinking from the drink of Allah, living on the land of Allah, inhaling the air of Allah, under the eye of Allah, disobeying Allah, where was my mind? It keeps you up at night. And the ugly face of those sins, they have to make themselves known to you if they are not dealt with sooner than later. And this is when the lifeboat of sadaqah comes. He said, والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, صدقة extinguishes. Sadaqah extinguishes sins. The same way that water extinguishes fire. Allahu Akbar. The hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi on the authority of Ka'b ibn Ujrah. It extinguishes sins. Look at the word tutfi'u, extinguish. As if to say that these sins are like fire that burn inside. Heat that bother you, keep you up at night, and therefore it's not strange to see a brother or sister who complains of sorrow, depression, anxiety, anguish. They say, Ya Akhi, from time to time throughout the day, I need to go into my room, close the door, and cry and cry. I don't know what the problem is. The problem is that the sins of the eyes are still there. The sins of the ears are still there. The hands and the feet and internet, the sins are still there. Fire, heat, brothers and sisters. Thus, in another hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which Imam al-Tabarani narrates on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud, إِذَا حَضَرَ كُلُّ صَلَاتٍ أَوْ يُبْعَثُ مُنَادٍ عِنْدَ حَضَرَةِ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ يَقُولُ يَا أَبَنِي آدَمْ قُومُوا فَأَطْفِئُوا عَنْكُمْ مَا قَدْ أَوْقَدْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. He said, an announcement is made at the time for each of the five prayers, saying, O human beings, get up and pray and extinguish the fire that you have ignited against yourself. Sins are like fire, my brothers and sisters, the heat of which you feel, I feel, in the form of sadness and misery and depression. And sadaqah extinguishes sins, Allahu Akbar, the same way that water extinguishes fire. Sadaqah affects our finances, our health, our sins. What else? La ilaha illallah. What was I thinking, therefore, when I had belittled the topic of sadaqah? La ilaha illallah. What else? Number four, sadaqah directly affects the iman of a person. Have you ever made that link before? The iman of a person. There was a man before us. You know who he is. Who was so worried about the state of his soul, and he employed so many techniques to clean it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of him in the Quran. And he told us of what this man would do to clean up his inside, his soul. The name of that man is Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the ayah is where Allah Almighty said about him, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى, the one who would give charity in order to purify himself. So worried he was about his soul and its cleanliness, he would give from his money, sadaqah, in order to clean his inside. Have you and I ever thought about that technique before? If there is a certain characteristic that you don't like about yourself, how to deal with it? By setting aside a small budget, even if it is a small amount of money, for sadaqah, charity, with the intention of, Ya Allah, clean me from this bad characteristic that I have. Somebody may say, Ya Akhi, I have an issue with riya, showing off. My sincerity is so questionable. Set aside a small amount of money for sadaqah. Ya Rabbi, make me a person of sincerity. Somebody may say, my problem is laziness. I am so lethargic. I sleep too many hours. I don't have an Islamic project for my hereafter. Set aside a sum of money for it. Sadaqah. Somebody may say, my problem is smoking. Even if in Ramadan, when I have broken my fast, I go outside and I light the cigarette. What is wrong with me? Will I not repent? Set aside a sum of money. Somebody may say, my challenge is the hijab. I know it is an obligation. I'm trying. I cannot do it. Set aside a small amount of money. Somebody may say, it's my temper. I'm always angry, always shouting, taking down my family, misplaced rage. Set aside a small of money. Somebody may say, I am stingy. I cannot wake up to pray qiyam. I'm sleeping through my alarm clock for prayer. I can't stop those private addictions, those secret conversations. Set aside a small of money with the intention of, Ya Allah, purify my inside. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Abu Bakr, that man, Allah said, who would give his money to purify himself. It affects our imani state. That is sadaqah. Number five, before we conclude. Sadaqah is that miracle, is the name of that miracle that affects my life and your life underground. So many people whom, when they pass away, dear brother, dear sister, all of their hasanat, their good deeds will come to a stop. They can't do any more. They have died. And there are other people, Ya Rabbi, make us amongst them, whom they are not affected by death at all. They die, but their hasanat, their good deeds continue to grow. They are not limited by death in any way. That is because they had left a sadaqah behind them that people are still benefiting from. Ya Allah, ya laha min martabatin ma a'laha min martaba, wa ya laha min manqabatin ma ajallaha wa asnaha min manqaba. An yakuna ar-rajul mashghulan bi ba'di ashghalihi fi hadhihi al-hayah, بل قد وسد التراب قد صار أشلاء ممزقة وأوصالا متفرقة والحسنات تهدى إليه من كل ناحية تلك والله هي المكارم والغنائم وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. These are the words of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi in his book Tariq al-Hijratain. He said, what a high status it is, what a lofty rank it is for a person who may be in the life of this world busy, buying, selling with his family, busy doing something worldly. Or he may have even died and his body has depleted, rotted away in his grave. However, good deeds are still being gifted to him from all different avenues because of goodness that he had left behind him. Sadaqah is an extension to my life and yours. And the Messenger ﷺ has given an example. Seven examples of the type of things that you and I could do to extend our life when we die. The hadith which Al-Bazzar narrates on the authority of Anas, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a beautiful hadith, an optimistic hadith, he said, سَبْعٌ يَجْرِي أَجْرُهُنَّ لِلْعَبْدِ فِي قَبْرِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ. There are seven things which if you do today, you will continually being supplied, you will continually be supplied with a stream of good deeds in your grave after you have died. What are the seven? He said, مَنْ عَلَّمَ عِلْمًا
أو أجرى نهرا أو حفر بئرا أو غرس نخلا أو بنى مسجدا أو ورث مصحفا أو ترك ولدا صالحا يستغفر له.
He said these seven things are a person who had taught knowledge before he had died. People are still benefiting from the knowledge after him. Or somebody who created a river, or somebody who had built a well, or somebody who had planted a tree, or somebody who had built a masjid, or somebody who had passed down a copy of the Quran, or somebody who leaves behind him a righteous child who makes dua for him. Gather with your friends, gather with your families, brainstorm some ideas. What is your charitable project to be an extension to your life? Sadaqah affects your finance, your health, your sins, our iman, our situation in the grave. And the last one that I will conclude with in 1 or 2 minutes, sadaqah affects our circumstance on the day of judgment. What hope can a person have in being accepted for a six-figure pay salary when he has no qualifications to back it up, to prove that he deserves it, to prove that he deserves it? What hope can a stranger have in coming into your home who claims to be a professional, an electrician, a plumber, without giving you proof that he is that person whom he claims to be? And similarly, what hope does a person have for safety and well-being on the day of judgment if there is no proof that you and I deserve it from Allah? Sadaqah is that proof. At-tuhur shatrul iman. The hadith of Imam Muslim on the authority of Abi Malik al-Ash'ari. The hadith you know. At-tuhur, he said, shatrul iman. Cleanliness is half of faith. Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. Saying alhamdulillah fills the scales. Wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'ani aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. And saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah fills everything between the heavens and the earth. Was-salatu nur, and salah, prayer, is light. Was-sadaqatu burhan, and charity is proof. Charity is evidence of a person's iman. Was-sabru diya', was-sabru diya', patience is brightness. Wal-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayka, and Qur'an is an argument for you or against you. And there on that day of judgment, 50,000 years worth of waiting in a deplorable situation of pain and suffering and heat, you notice that a group of people have been taken to be shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a shade provided by Him. What did they deserve? What did they do to deserve this? You think to yourself. The hadith explains, كُلُّ مْرِئٍ فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَتِهِ حَتَّى يُفْصَلَ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody will be in the shade of his charity on the day of judgment. He will be in the shade of his charity till people's disputes are settled, until that day is over. Yazid, he said, therefore Abu al-Khair, who is one of the narrators of this hadith, كان لا يمر عليه يوم إلا تصدق بشيء ولو يسير كالكعكة أو البصلة أو كذا. Abu al-Khair, one of the narrators of this hadith, after hearing this narration, would not allow a day to pass in his life without giving some sort of charity, even if it was a biscuit or an onion or something like that. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in conclusion, if in doubt, when feeling weak, when feeling stingy and tight, and we are all prone to this, remember, sadaqah is like transferring money from one account to another account, from one account of yours to another account, the account of dunya to the account of the hereafter. And that account of the hereafter, those deposits are preserved and multiplied. Is this an expense? Is this a burden? And therefore, I came to realize that I was mistaken. I was mistaken when I had looked down upon the topic of charity. I had made a big error. However, I also realized that those who are even more mistaken are those who realize all of this information, but they don't create a plan of charity today.